Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
What are we doing?
We're doing contradictions today.
No, we're not.
Oh, fuck.
We're doing you're always wrong.
But I'm also always right, remember?
That's not the important part.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, we are doing contradictions and you're always wrong.
Mm.
The best game ever.
Yeah.
Over the book of Nehemiah.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Let's go have me be right.
Wrong. Okay. So, keep in mind a couple things.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
First of all, Nehemiah only had 13 chapters.
Right, right.
Okay?
Short book.
So it was a very short book. Not as short as Ezra, which only had 10.
Right.
But still.
Well, but here's the thing. I like this series because mm-hmm. someone can go back and be like, you know, what's the short version, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, if you're just trying to catch up on like, what was the fuck ups of the Bible, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can go back and you can listen to these for each book and you're like, oh yeah, that was kind of screwy.
Yeah.
You know, that yep. I like it personally for my own reference.
No, yeah. I'm just putting it out there that this was a short book.
Yeah.
So toward that end, there weren't a whole lot of contradictions.
Got it. Got it. Yeah.
From the list that I'm using, there were only 22. Okay.
Which we're going to skip some of them.
17 of them started off with how many offspring did so-and-so have? And we don't care because we don't even remember who so-and-so was.
That's a big no.
For all 17 of those.
Yeah.
I don't know who those people are.
Got it. So okay. If my math is correct, that leaves five.
So one question started out with how much gold did so-and-so pay
again,
somebody?
So yeah. Now we're down to four.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There was one question about where Moses received the Ten Commandments, and it was either Mount Sinai or Mount Horeb, but we already disregarded that one because we decided that those are very likely the same mountain.
Okay.
I don't know if you recall but
when you bring it up, yeah, I kind of vaguely remember talking about that.
Yeah,
so
scratch that one.
Sure. So okay. That brings us down to three.
There was one question about a begat.
Oh, God.
Who begat so-and-so.
So we're down to two?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Two yes.
Fucking contradictions.
But I drew it out because I wanted to make sure that,
yeah,
you know, you were excited about
it
these two.
It was probably because Nehemiah was so full of his fucking self that he didn't have time for contradictions.
Probably.
I'm just saying.
You actually know both of these.
But I'm still wrong.
Well, you have to pick one of the answers, so
oh, okay.
Yeah, of course. So, here's one of the two questions.
Okay, all right.
Did any Moabite enter the congregation of the Lord?
Yes.
Yes? Who?
Well, there was the Moabite that was married to Moses.
Mm-hmm.
And also, before they came back, they were commingling. So some of those Moabites were probably in there when before was it Nehemiah came back and was like stop commingling.
Some like converted.
Right, right.
So those are two yeses. Now the one that was pointed out was per Ruth,
because
remember Ruth was a Moabite woman, and David is the great-grandson of Ruth.
Right.
Yet he was the king of Israel, which is the highest-ranking member of the, quote, congregation
of
the Lord.
That's why this whole fucking commingling thing, I'm like, you guys don't even know your own fucking history.
Yeah, exactly.
In your own goddamn book.
It's so important to you to know who descended from whom and yet.
Right?
You missed the whole point of your fucking saying all those names.
Right. Yeah.
So... But, unfortunately, even though those are true, you're always wrong.
Oh, fuck.
Because per Deuteronomy and Nehemiah, Moabites allowed.
Okay.
No. All right. Stop.
Yeah.
There will be no Moabites
in
here.
Okay.
None.
Okay. Got it.
So, just depends
I was fucking wrong.
You were wrong.
Fuck.
Okay?
Yeah.
Here's the other one. And again, you know this one.
Yeah.
Did Balaam curse the Israelites?
I'm going to go with no.
Okay, so no, according to the book of Numbers, Balaam refused to curse the Israelites,
right, yeah.
Which you pointed out.
Yeah.
Okay? However,
I'm still pissed off that those fuckers killed him. You remember?
Yeah.
Remember how they killed him?
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? He didn't curse you.
Right.
And then you go and kill his ass.
That was according to the book of Numbers.
Yeah, I know.
Okay?
Yeah.
But you're always wrong.
I like that. That was a good sound there.
Mm-hmm,
you like pulled that one out a little bit.
I did.
You know?
I did. I was trying to get a little vibrato
going.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So, incorrect.
Okay.
The answer is yes. Because according to Deuteronomy, Balaam was hired to curse the Israelites. And then in the book of Nehemiah, Balaam cursed the Israelites, but God turned his curse into a blessing.
I don't recall that ever actually happening. Like, he got sent to these other mountains to try it, but it was never said that he actually cursed them.
Well, according to Nehemiah, he did.
Okay.
So
whatever.
Fuck off.
Whatever.
So you're always wrong.
I'm
is
always
the thing,
wrong.
Because you can cherry pick anything
it's
in the
true.
Bible.
You know, that's what really pisses me off about the Bible is that there is so much that you could just you can take anything and be like, no, it was this way. And I'm like, yeah, but that's you're kind of missing the point, guys, because it can be this way and that way.
Mm-hmm.
You're always wrong.
And that's what the point of this series is.
Right, yeah.
And that's with me disregarding the stupid ones.
Right.
Because I'm sorry, but who was so-and-so's parents? Like, who cares? Who
yeah,
begat so-and-so?
But just know that anytime there's begatting or counting or anything, there's always fucking errors.
There are always
wrong. Always fucking errors.
Yeah.
And a lot of them.
Which makes sense because these were times before computers and before calculators and people that couldn't read were copying this over. So
okay,
I
get
I
that.
Give those, I don't even care.
But if you can't get it right, just leave that shit out. It's not important now anyway. You know, like, who gives a fuck? Especially, like, why haven't we just edited that crap out? Like, in the modern Bible, why haven't we edited those things out? Because they're not important to the story. And they're so wrong. They put so much wrong in the Bible that it's kind of counterproductive, in my opinion, for a Christian to leave that shit in there.
I totally agree. But,
it's in there. Right.
I'm just
We're no heathen. Nehemiah or,
yeah,
you know, Ezra or David.
I'm just a heathen in my pajamas in my living room.
Or Witch of Endor.
I'm no Witch of Endor.
No Witch of Endor? Yeah. All right. Well, I guess.
I recently said I'm no Jane Austen.
Why did you say that?
I was writing something for this thing I'm writing.
Yeah.
And I was talking about her writing and how she has a particular habit that I'm not going to mention that in her writing that I also ascribe to. And so I said, I'm no Jane Austen, but I too do this thing.
Got it. Got it. Yeah. So,
yeah.
All right. So well, that
I'm
was
no Witch of Endor and I'm no Jane Austen.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
So or am I ready to wrap
up? Yeah. You're
all right. Sorry. I did try to do it. This is the third time now.
Sorry. Sorry.
We didn't hit the mark there very well.
We did it wrong. So try it again.
That was the end of the contradictions episode for Nehemiah.
Sure as fuck was.
And that is it for Nehemiah.
Well, yes
and no. But for now.
Because we're going to do our next Patreon episode, which will be a week from this Sunday.
Yeah.
So not today. 2 weeks from when we're recording. But a week from... We're recording...
Today's not Sunday.
Oh, you're right. It's Monday.
Yeah.
Okay, just don't listen to me. Whatever. Anyway, in about 2 weeks, we'll be covering the Esdras.
Right, yeah. Which is sort of, Nehemiah adjacent.
Yeah, I was just going to say it's Ezra Nehemiah adjacent.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks for getting through this book with us. And we'll see you tomorrow starting a new book, which will be...
Esther, Chapter 1.
All right. We'll see you then.
Bye.
Hey, wife. I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.